Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a leading specialist says the drug problem is the worst he has seen in his 35 years working in addiction services, with Ireland now awash with cocaine. Joe Tracy's comments come after several indications today of a growing cocaine nation. Our reporter Barry Lenehan joins us now. And Barry, what's been happening?
According to the Health Research Board, there's been a nearly 200% increase in cocaine use since 2017. And the HSE says it has seen a dramatic rise in women seeking treatment for cocaine addiction, jumping from 284 in 2017 to 1,387 in 2023. And portents throughout today, Sarah, that the drug's prevalence is only growing. Professor Joe Harbison, he's the clinical lead of the Irish National Audit of Stroke. And here's what he had to say to Mary Wilson this morning.
We are seeing some of them. It's not massively common, but it is becoming an issue in younger people. We're certainly seeing, I would say, probably four or five a year now of cocaine-associated strokes. Cocaine has a number of effects on the brain. It causes arteries to go into spasm. It can cause a sudden surge in blood pressure that can cause blood vessels to rupture. And people who use it continuously can develop chronic changes in their brain, with chronic areas of narrowing in the blood vessels in the brain. So yes, it is increasing an issue in public health in young people for regular cocaine users.
Professor Joe Harbison on Morning Ireland. Also this morning, news of yesterday's significant seizure in Kilkenny of 152 kilos of cocaine worth 10.6 million euro. And this afternoon, new research published by the European Union Drugs Agency shows how Dublin features in the top 20 of 128 European cities for levels of cocaine, ketamine and MDMA detected in wastewater in 2024. Cocaine levels in Dublin's wastewater increased over the weekend and peaked on Mondays.
And with all that in mind, Barry, you've been speaking to some of those at the front line who are dealing with problem drug use. So what did you hear?
Joe Tracy, he's a clinical specialist in addiction based in Galway. He's worked in services for the last 35 years and spoke to me earlier on behalf of the Addiction Counsellors of Ireland.
Well, I'd like to quote the European Advisory Drugs Agency, which reported cocaine is the most common stimulant and drug consumed at the moment. And it's the highest ever in history. So what people like me are seeing on the ground is a prolific, continuous, unabated use of cocaine in this country. I would go as far as to say the country is awash with cocaine.
Every facet of society, you believe?
Every facet. Corporate Ireland, young people, the age is no factor. Corporate Ireland are funding the use of cocaine in this country. Their demand for it is unfueled, and it's a prerequisite almost now to every social event in this country.
What about age groups?
It cuts across all age groups from the very young right up to your 70 years of age. It just doesn't cut any difference in that category. There is widespread use amongst the young, the middle-aged and the over 65s. It is incredible. I'm allowed to say that. I spent my entire life working in the area of addiction. I have never witnessed anything like the prolific use of cocaine in this country.
And you are 35 years an addiction counselor at this stage, and you've never seen anything like this.
This is unprecedented in this country. I am somewhat afraid for young people. It's quite shocking. And let me be clear, it doesn't matter whether you live in a small village in rural Ireland or you live in a large city, it's everywhere. Without sensationalizing this, there is an epidemic of drug use in this country, predominantly cocaine.
You say people as young as 17 are now consuming cocaine. Do we have any ideas to how they're getting the disposable income to do so?
It seems to me from the last inquiry I made that the price of cocaine has dropped and continues to drop. There is a deliberate flooding of the market of young people and putting it in their way to get them used to it or to get them addicted to it in the early stages. So the price varies, drops, and then increases.
Cheap cocaine at the start anyway, available to young people, and this against a backdrop of rising prices and alcohol as well.
Yes, yes. And don't forget, Mary, I live on the Western Seaboard. It's an open door. We cannot be expected to monitor the entire Western Seaboard.
What are you seeing on weekends in Galway and subsequently in the courts in Galway?
Galway is a festival city. It's a young people's city. People like to come to Galway to party and to socialise. it's recognized and visible in the courts. Witness the mayhem that has been visited on young people, damage their careers, damage their future working, and damage their ability to travel abroad. That becomes very, very blatant from our point of view. There is a deliberate targeting of young people because they're seen with disposable income, have the means, and are attracted to it.
I know you've been sounding a warning bell for some years now. We spoke several years ago. You said it was summertime, but still snowing in Galway. And yet now you say the issue worse than ever before. Do you think it's been taken with enough seriousness by those in power?
No, no. I'm amazed and quite taken aback. We had a recent election. It featured very low on an agenda. I heard very few politicians raise the epidemic of drugs in this country.
Really interesting points there from Joe Tracy. So Barry, what more is known then about yesterday's seizure in Kilkenny of over €10.5 million worth of cocaine?
Gardaí arrested a businessman in connection with the seizure and say he was previously linked to cross-border smuggling and the IRA. He's still being questioned this evening, Sarah, and he could be detained for up to a week. Now, the 61-year-old was known to officers both north and south and had been a target of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau for some time. The man is believed to have links to crime gangs in both Dublin and South America. He was forcibly stopped on the M9 in Kilkenny, and the cocaine was discovered deeply concealed in a refrigerated unit after customs at Dublin Port x-rayed the truck. Now, Gardaí, in an overall sense, say Ireland has the fourth highest demand in Europe for South American cocaine. And former Assistant Garda Commissioner Michael O'Sullivan, he told me of the significance of yesterday's seizure.
There's no doubt the guards are making huge inroads into the flow of drugs to Ireland. And if you look back at the seizures they've had over the last number of years, the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and the other units working in tandem with them have been very, very successful. But it's a massive problem. When you look at the cocaine problem, even from a European perspective, it's estimated to be between 12 and 13 billion euros. That's the total cost of cocaine alone that's been brought into Europe. It's estimated that a third of the global cocaine market is seized in Europe last year. You know, so it's huge. It's very much a financially driven market. It's market forces that play the greatest role in it. It's the disposable income in any one country that will dictate the amount of cocaine that is being used and seized. It's a reflection of Garda activity. And equally, it's a reflection of the number of people who are using coke. There's a mindset, cocaine is this social drug. Young people seem to use it more and more frequently, going out at weekends, etc. They tend to forget it's a dangerous drug. And the money they're spending on it is going back into the coffers of organized crime and going back across to South America to fuel paramilitary organized crime groups. So it's a huge problem at a global level.
A seizure such as this morning, €10.6 million worth of cocaine, it sounds significant, but would it put a major dent into the supply chain here?
It certainly puts a major dent. The first thing I'd say it does, it saves lives. That's 150-odd kilos of cocaine that can't be used by people who perhaps some don't know any better and will use cocaine and will have those serious side effects, including death. There's certainly a lot of people a lot safer now that there's that much drugs off the streets. From an organised crime perspective, it'll certainly put a dent, if not destabilise, and I can't talk about this particular case, but in general, that amount of drugs being seized from any group would cause serious difficulties, a serious loss of finances.
And how resource-heavy are seizures such as these?
It takes huge manpower, huge man-hours, which the guards unfortunately don't have. They don't have the resources they used to have. An average operation, they're hugely labour-intensive. They could take weeks, they could take months, and sometimes you don't get a result. So they're very complex, difficult and challenging operations.
And that is Michael O'Sullivan ending Barry Lenehan's report. One of your texts to 51551, it's time for random drug testing across all walks of life, says that person. How would you feel about that? You're in work, you get a bit of random drug testing.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah?
I do. And if anybody has any qualms with it, well, then we know why.
Well, do you though?
Well, I...
I don't know.
Let me put that out there
to
people.
About that, to be honest.
I know people will quibble about civil liberties and an infringement of your personal space and your bodily integrity and so on and so on.
All those things.
If we have an epidemic, like the contributor in Barry's report says, and he's dealing with on the front line, on the ground, if we have it and we want to get serious about tackling it, and we don't have the gore, the resources to check every harbour in the country, well, then how else are you going to do it? Because this is being fueled, isn't it, we're told, by people with wealth, people who go out on a social night and take a line of cocaine without regard for the people who might suffer later on.
Well, there you go. Now you know how Cormac feels about random drug testing. You can let us know how you feel. 51551.